missing. I like that, I like that, I like that. I miss that, I miss that, I miss that. Baby, it's got the keys, and you stick them into me. Wanna take me for a ride and drive into a tree. I'd like that, I'd like that, I'd like that. But you like that, you like that, you like that. I miss that, I miss that, I miss that. So I threw it away. I was bad, just thinking I'd like that, I'd like that, I'd like that. I miss that, I miss that. No, I miss that.
At noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenik.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
Let's go!
It is Friday, the 23rd of July, 2021, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, this was supposed to be our first show back in the studio. I had all kinds of plans set up to head on out to UBC and do the show live for you, but had to go to work early today, so I didn't have time to do the show and go to work, so it's another pre-recorded show. Hope you enjoy it. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. So, yeah, well, you heard the story. There's not really much more for me to say. I wish I was in the studio today. I'm really looking forward to being back in the studio. But it just didn't work out. I had to go to work. Got to earn a living. Got to do the day job. It's actually the pay job, because this don't pay nothing. Radio, are you kidding? Anyway, the way things are going to work, we're going to gradually move back into the station. We're still doing lots of social distancing. I went over this last week, didn't I? Yeah, I got to have my mask on when I do the show, and can't have any guests in, so any interviews we do will be over the phone. Now, we've got this little chunk here, this little noon hour chunk that from 11 till 2, with Musish at 11, Dave Radio at noon, and Audrey with Too Dreamy at 1 o'clock. And we are going to sort of stagger things back and forth so that, you know, some weeks Musish will be live, other weeks I'll be live. Sometimes we'll both be live, you know. Audrey sort of comes and goes, but we'll gradually sort of find our feet and figure out where we are and how this all works, and sort of get back to the way things used to be. Looking forward to it. So, but today it's just going to be more music and a few PSAs about what's happening in the theater world, and we're going to start right now with Savannah Reed.
Treat me like the way I used to. And when will I see the feelings right in front of me? I know they're out there, I know that you care, but people run away and I'm scared. But honestly, the truth is that I just wanna be like her and all of her stars. She dances in the moonlight, not afraid to fall apart. And all of your tears seem to dry as she smiles like the sunrise, giving you no reason to cry. Oh, how I long to be like her. I know what you're gonna say. You feel this way? Trust me, I know what I've seen, and people seem to have a hard time seeing me. Like last night when I saw her there, laid in your bed, hand in your hair. I tried to speak,
Elizabeth Park at 25th and Cambie. I can take my mask off now, I guess. Queen Elizabeth Park at 25th and Cambie will be the venue for Gather, a co-production by New World Theatre and Pacific Theatre. featuring new commissioned pieces for small in-person audiences from two singular storytellers, Shayna Jones and Cameron Peel. The pieces represent an exploration of our raw, sometimes intimate relationship to nature. Gather will be staged at Queen Elizabeth Park with a grassy stage and audiences bringing their own picnic-style seating. While outdoor performance is new to Pacific Theater, New World's artistic director Chelsea Haberlin has a history of site-specific and experiential work. In fact, she and Pacific Theater's artistic director Caitlin Williams began their collaboration staging theater in the woods of Victoria when they were undergrads at UVic. Chelsea says, "We hope the show will function as an antidote to the digital realm we've been thrust into over the past year and a half. It's a tech-free evening of sharing stories and music centered around our connection to nature." The storytellers, as I mentioned, are Shayna Jones, an award-winning professional performance artist specializing in the traditional oral storytelling of African and Afro-diasporic folklore, while Cameron Peel is an emerging actor, writer, and director from the Nishka Nation and a graduate of Studio 58. So this event is going on August 3rd to 14th at Queen Elizabeth Park. You can go to pacifictheater.org to get all the details. Tickets are only $21. You can get them at the Pacific Theater website, or you can give them a call. Their box office is open, and their number is 604-731-5518.
Not that young, but not quite old. Keeps on breezing by and by. Oh, 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 say some days look like the rest. Oh, 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 you take something simple and complicated. Sometimes a night, it feels so long.
glad you're alive. So good that you're here. May you live long and well in freedom from fear. May your happy heart be dancing down a rainbow or swinging on a star, as in time you become who you are. So glad you were born, so good that you came, sweet child of the darkness, bright child of the flame. May you be the spinner and the story teller and the tale. May divine inspiration never fail.
While we're talking about outdoor shows, Opera Opulenza is taking advantage of the weather and the relaxed social gathering standards by scheduling a series of outdoor concerts and events throughout the rest of the summer. There will be some in Marpole at Oak Park, others downtown at Hastings and Howe. All performances are by local soloists and the Community Opera Chorus. For all the details, you can go to operaopulenza.ca. And if you feel like joining in, they're always looking for new voices. So there's information on how to join the Community Opera Chorus out there as well. That's operaopulenza.ca. Electric Company Theater, Innovation Lighting, and Presentation House present The Magic Hour, an immersive walkthrough theatrical experience. It's a light-charged story of finding beauty in small moments and possibility within domestic isolation. Created and conceived by award-winning theater director Kim Collier with playwright Kendra Fanconi, the individual experience invites you to embark on a solo room-by-room exploration of familiar yet transform spaces at Presentation House Theater in North Van. The destination of this curious and magical journey is a reflection on an unprecedented year and a step forward into a brave new world. The Magic Hour was developed with the global pandemic in mind, both creatively and practically. After a year of cultural sacrifices, we're ready to return to the theater safely and to be enveloped by this electrical storm of a show. Timed individual entry slots and isolated rooms support public health measures while also creating a personalized experience, unique for each person that walks through. The Magic Hour is a show for you and made with you, just you, and only you. It runs August 3rd to 22nd at Presentation House in North Vancouver. For tickets and more information, go to phtheater.org.
Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop is Vancouver's choicest destination for one-of-a-kind artist-made prints, posters, screen prints, riso prints, paintings, acrylic paintings, watercolor paintings, ceramic mugs, ceramic plates, ceramic bowls, ceramic pots, lapel pins, hats, toques, crochet bathing suits, jewelry, trinkets, knickknacks, hand-painted signs, curated thrift, and a bunch more stuff that won't fit in this designated block of airtime. Slice of Life Art and Gift Shop, located at 1636 Venables, just off Commercial, open 11 to 6, 6 days a week.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit CITR.ca/Discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at Discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
feel for ya. Looking for words to say. Afraid I'll say too much. I would break 100 hearts in half on my way to ya. I can't say I've been in love or push myself deep enough. Baby, I think you might be the exception. You could really be the one I finally let in. And I don't wanna mess this up, so I've been stressing. You could really be the one if I could get in.
Carnegie Community Action Project is based out of the downtown east side. We work to help people fight gentrification, increase the welfare rates, as well as to fight for the rights of the people of the downtown east side. Please join our cause.
Please come to the CCAP volunteer meetings every Friday at 11:15, the Carnegie Community Center on the third floor. Thank you very much.
Housing now for the Oppenheimer homeless.
Ta-ta! Now the patriarchy is dead, and we killed it. If you identify as a woman, femme, trans, or non-binary, CITR wants you on the air. You can talk about literally whatever you want as long as you care about it. No worries if you have no experience, we'll train you in everything you need to know. Come by CITR and say hi.
Hey. Hi. Hello.
From 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday to help us never play Led Zeppelin on CITR 101.9 FM ever again. I could be you.
Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Mitch and Murray Productions. Now, Mitch and Murray Productions have been around for about 10 years, and I just couldn't figure out where the name came from. You know, every theater company has a crazy name, and sometimes they make sense to what they're doing, and sometimes they just make sense to themselves. And I was watching Glengarry Glen Ross the other day, and you know, Alec Baldwin's big speech, the, you know, put the coffee down, coffee is for closers thing. He says, I'm from downtown, I'm from Mitch and Murray. So there you go. Mitch and Murray Productions, that's where the name came from. Anyway, they're doing a play. They're doing a show called Snowflake, a British play by Mike Bartlett, and that's going to be happening in December at Studio 16, which is at 7th and Granville, directed by Jennifer Copping. And they're holding auditions on the 10th of August. They're looking for two actors, two females. Natalie is mid-20s, black or mixed race, who spars on the topic of race, gender, and politics. She also, in the text, she does talk about her Jamaican heritage, so keep that in mind. And then the other character, also in her early 20s, is Maya, who is the daughter of Andy. There are lines in the text that reference this character as white. That being said, submit your photo and resume to info@MitchandMurrayProductions.com, and if they want to see you for an audition, they will get in touch. Theater in the Country in Langley is doing Clue on stage. It's written by Jonathan Lynn and Sandy Rustin. It's going to be on stage in September. The auditions are happening on the 25th and 26th. That's this weekend at 5708 Glover Road. And if you want to find out about the character breakdowns, pick up some sides, sign up for auditions and all the rest of it, you go to theaterinthecountry.com/auditions. And theater is spelt in the Canadian way, T-H-E-A-T-R-E, in the country.com. Fraser Valley Stage has two auditions coming up, both for shows that will be in production in October, and the auditions are happening August 4th, 5th, 6th, and 11th at the Community Arts Edition in Abbotsford. The first play is Last of the Red Hot Lovers by Neil Simon. This requires four characters, one male 40 to 60, and three females 20 to 60. Second one is Love Letters by A.R. Gurney, and that is requiring two actors in their senior years, male, one female, 55 plus. Auditions will be held in person with social distancing in place, and if you want more information or to book an audition, Kathleen McWhinney, that's KathleenMcWhinney at telus.net. And the Metro Theater is doing another Neil Simon play, The Odd Couple, directed by Catherine Morrison. That's also going to be up in October, and their auditions are August 10th at Metro in Marpole. Eight characters needed for that, six male, two female. The males are all kind of early middle age, 35 to 50, and the females are slightly younger, 30 to 45. And this will be a cold reading audition. You can get a registration form, book an audition, do the character breakdown, download sides, do all that stuff at metrotheater.com/auditions. And if you want details on these or other audition notices, you can find them at vancouveractorsguide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have a notice that you would like read on the air, you can email daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com.
The winter after Elvis died, and now he's in heaven. The
That's our show. Thanks for spending a lunch hour with us. Music today was by Savannah Reed, Born on a Wednesday, Mike Richter, TJ Felix, AJ, Ardent Tribe, Sam Tudor, Nimkish, and Noreen Braun. And our theme music is by The Ventures and The Tornadoes. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings, although there's more happenings than not happenings these days, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet. Remember to listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can search out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. You can also find us on player.fm. And remember to like, share, and subscribe because Sharon deserves it. Stick around. Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Bepi Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwuar, the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will return next week at the same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Lo entregaba, tú por fin me necesitabas y después no me tuviste en cuenta, tú por mí nunca trabajabas, me acerqué para ser la primera, si tú a mí nunca me querías, yo por qué tengo que darte pelas, tú por mí nunca trabajabas, me acerqué para ser la primera, si tú a mí nunca me querías, yo porque tengo que darte perlas. Y yo también miraba, yo adivinaba todo pues bien, también me iba bien, todo lo imaginé, yo aquí sembré las semillas y llegué que tú plantabas, tú sin mí nunca te hallabas, pero hoy me encuentro relajada, lo que tú quisiste lo robaste, llegaste, pero de sorpresa, déjame, nunca me quisiste, aléjate, me da pena ajena, lo que tú quisiste lo robaste, llegaste, pero de sorpresa, yo también miraba, yo adivinaba todo pues bien, también me iba bien, todo lo imaginé, yo
Well,